Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It's Thursday morning, February 25th, 2021. And getting closer to opening day, the wait is just the worst. It's like waiting for your parole. You know, you're in jail, and you're like, oh, I got like 30 days left. I don't know how many people relate to that out there, but it's what it feels like to me. I'm happy to be here this morning at the Intercom Empire Studio, waiting on my co-host Ben Higgins to arrive. That dude has been put through the ringer.
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
When he gets in, we'll ask him about his recap. He's very tired. He's shouldering a lot of the load, as it were. And I want to talk to him about that. Our executive producer, Paul Reindl, is here in the flesh. We are together. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay.
Good, good. I am in the doghouse at home,
okay,
which is not uncommon. I am also in the torture chamber at home, which is also not uncommon.
The sky is also blue.
Yeah, water is wet.
Tax day is April 15th.
Today ends in Y. And let me explain to you guys. So I don't know if you guys employ this system at your home. And maybe you out there do this. But we started last year a calendar. Okay, many people do online calendars. You share a calendar with each other and you put stuff in. I, shockingly, Paul, have trouble with the online calendar.
That is weird.
It doesn't notify me of stuff. I don't get like a...
It does.
I don't get them. My wife...
It's not the calendar's fault.
My wife invites me to things. I hit accept and it's nowhere to be found. Okay? So we decided last year we were going to go old school. So we have a paper-ass calendar with the dates on it, the days, and the date, okay? If something comes up, what do? You go to the calendar, and you write it down on the calendar. Now, there are certain things that are standing appointments. I still tend to write those on the calendar. The standing appointments in my house for me, Stephen R. Woods, this radio show goes from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day. There's no getting around it. Every now and then, we may do a 6 to 10 or a 6 to 11, but 99% of the time, the radio program, I'm out of the house by 3:30. I'll be home by 9:30 or 10. That's standing. That doesn't change. Every Thursday, I have a golf lesson at 10 a.m. It's standing. It doesn't change, but it's on the calendar. Every Friday, we play golf with the Bogey Brotherhood. Now, I've missed a couple of Bogey Brotherhoods, but I was playing golf. Friday is my golf day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for an hour, Friday I'm out of pocket. Saturday I'm free, Sunday I'm free.
Okay.
Okay? So really there's only...
I don't need a calendar for that. It's pretty easy to follow.
It's standard, okay?
Okay.
So my wife yesterday comes home and says, I've got a showing tomorrow at 11:10. And I said, well, that sucks for you because I have a golf lesson from 10 to 11. And she goes, well, it's not on the calendar. I go, it is. And it was the first thing written on the calendar. She goes, you wrote it too high on the calendar. I didn't see it. And I went, really? I wrote it what? You wrote, it's too high up on the calendar. It didn't meet my eye line. I go, are you effing kidding me? She's like, well, mine's work. And I go, well, mine's a standing thing. I got to schedule my life around all of your work, but I have these couple of standing things. I need, you can move it, just do it at noon, right? Instead of 11:10, I'll be home. Babe, I'll be home at 11:15, 11:20, right? It's 20 minutes. Uh-uh, you got to cancel. I had to cancel it. So we, my wife, now this is, she is remarkable. That woman has been in the gym since the day the baby was born. Well, she gave herself like a week. She's lost 50 pounds, okay?
That's
Give
amazing.
Her the applause. Do the whole bit. Congratulations, Hannah. It has been remarkable. Her will and willpower has been ridiculous. And, you know, I'm not the greatest spouse. I'm making, there's pizza and stuff around. And, you know, I try. Like, I try not to rub it in, but she's done so, so great and lost 50 pounds.
How did you gain all the weight?
I had two babies, Paul, if you wanted to know. Freaking Larry King.
How did you gain all the weight?
So we had, she's going to finally cave and after like, what, 4 or 5 months, and we're going to go get Bocce Bus. Okay, because Bocce Bus is that food truck in South Park. It's ungodly good. It's so good.
Bocce Bus. You've been telling me about that.
Oh, the Bocce Bus. It's no small meal. It's a cheat meal, right? But it is worth it, okay? So the Bocce Bus was on the calendar as well, Paul. On guess which day? A Friday at noon. I play golf on Friday at noon. I'm always playing golf on Friday. So now she's livid at me. So I had to cancel my lesson, and now she wants me to cancel golf, which will be my first return to the Bogey Brotherhood. I can't do it. I've been away from the Brotherhood. This will be like 2 or 3 weeks.
That's next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I can't do it. I said, babe, I'm playing golf. I play golf every single Friday. Well, other dads are playing golf. You know, other dads that also work full-time playing golf on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm in a unique position where I have my afternoons. I play golf one day a week. I can't cancel, babe. And I said, I'm happy to take you to the Bocce Bus on Saturday. No, I don't want the kids with us. I want just me and you. All right? Well, I'm sorry. Can we move it to Monday? No, I don't want to do it on a Monday. I want to do it on a Friday. I go, you want to do it on the one day that I have something? Literally the one day this week or next week.
Can you go later in the day?
No, because then we'll have the kids. So what do I do? Like, you're now putting things in on my standing appointments, and I'm the a-hole. That's what I don't understand about this. She just tweeted in. I work full-time and take care of our two small children. Watch yourself. I also work full-time and also take care of our two small children. My wife acts like I'm out every night carousing. My fat ass is at home, Paulie, all the time. All the time. I'm home all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd probably be the same. It'd probably be the case if we weren't in a pandemic. You just
yes.
Home, right?
Yeah.
You got two kids.
Listen, I got two kids. I take my job as a father very seriously. Very, very serious. It's my favorite job in the world. If it came down to my kids and you and Ben are getting the shaft. Sorry. That's just how it rolls.
I think it's fair.
That being said, she's putting things on my standing appointments and getting mad at me when my appointments are standing. Like, and then it's not my fault. You put it on the day that I have something, you know, and I'm willing to make deals and stuff. If she said, fine, you can go golf Saturday with the Bogey Brotherhood. Okay, done. She doesn't say that. You know why? Because both kids are home all day. She's not going to say it. So I'm in a padded cell, and I don't know what to do. And am I? And there's this bit on Reddit called AITA. Am I the a-hole? And I love reading.
That's a great thing.
AITA. It's so good. Usually, I am the A in my house. 95% of the time, I'm the A. But I feel like in this case, if you write appointments over my standing appointments, you're the A. I'm not the A. Do you guys use a calendar? How do you guys manage your Paul and Megan, the Rindle life?
For the most part, we're just constantly communicating. You know what I mean? Like just texting. Like yesterday, we're doing something Friday night, and she just goes, "Hey, what's the plan again for Friday?" And I let her know. You know, she knows I've got golf. She knows I have a set schedule for both jobs, so that makes life a little bit easier.
The set schedule, yes.
We do have a magnet calendar on our fridge where it's just got like each day of the week, and I just write, you know, I'm gone from 4 a.m. to call it 10 a.m. every day, and on these 4 days, I'm gone from, you know, 3 p.m. till 10 p.m. And anything else that changes, we'll add it there. We do have an actual paper calendar. But
love the paper calendar.
It's more for aesthetics, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's
what do you have on it? Like lunch?
No, I've gotten her a personalized, like a pictures of us or pictures of the dogs or whatever. Nice. It's like a Christmas gift every year.
But you don't actually put things on it?
Rarely.
Okay.
Rarely.
Well, so here's the funny thing, too, about that calendar. So I had a buddy call me and ask me if I wanted to play a really, really nice golf course. And he gave me about a 3-week lag, which is fantastic. And my wife was sitting there. She's feeding the child, as she does. She's a great mom. Have I mentioned she also lost 50 pounds, and she's listening, and just looks like an absolute. She looks like, Paulie, an absolute dime piece. A dime piece. And I was on the phone with my buddy, and he gave me like 3 options to play this beautiful golf course, Santa Luz. And he goes, "Yeah, on a Thursday." I go, "Oh God," my heart started racing because that means I have to skip my lesson and it's 2 days in a row of golf. And she doesn't like when I'm happy. So I 3 weeks out, I picked and I just ran to the calendar and flipped 3 weeks and just wrote it on the calendar. Now it's on the calendar. It's going to be this next coming Thursday, a week from today, I'll be playing Santa Luz, which I'm really excited about. So I just ran and wrote it down real quick on the calendar. I think the rule should be if it's on the calendar, you can't mess with it. So I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you, Paulie. I don't want to skip the Brotherhood. We play every Friday. But maybe if she'll acquiesce a little bit and say, "Why don't you and the Brotherhood try to play on Saturday or Sunday?" Maybe I would do that. But it doesn't look like she's not one to she's not one to bend very much. She doesn't give a lot, so she's not going to bend on this. And I'm going to have to say, I hope you enjoy your bocce bus without me. I'd be happy to take you any other time, but I have a standing appointment with the Bogey Brotherhood. Does that make me a bad husband?
Maybe.
Does it?
Maybe to some people. Yeah. I just saw our buddy Bobby Cressy, the legend.
Legend.
Says, "At Ben and Woods, at Hannon and Carol, I am not touching this with a 10-foot pole." And this is in all caps. Why not?
What would you do, Paulie? Would you skip the Brotherhood for a...
I never skip the Brotherhood. That's your bet.
You lying sack. You've skipped the Brotherhood before.
Due to work, I have never cheated on you guys to play on another...
All right. You've never played with another foursome. But we all have different friends. It's okay.
I've upgraded
courses every time.
I've either worked or been on staycation with the wife. I have never just sat at home at 11 a.m. on a Friday. So glad I'm not golfing. So I would never do that. But
well, here's the thing. The only thing that makes me feel bad is I know how much she was looking forward to this meal. And she's earned this meal. Would it help her if I said, "Babe, go get you some bocce bus. It's on me. I Venmo her like $100. Will that soften the blow at all? You're free to call in and defend yourself, Hannah. You know you can. You know the number. It's 833-288-0973. I mean, it was on the calendar. It's on the calendar. It's a standing appointment. I can't believe that I'm the jerk for, you know. So do I let my wife down or do I let my Bogey Brotherhood down?
Again, you've let us down for about a month.
I've let you guys down for like 3 weeks in a row.
So go to bocce bus.
I mean, I want to go to.
If you're already
why playing, not both?
You're already playing on Thursday at a really nice course. Mm-hmm. Go to Bocce Bus.
Yeah, we'll see. She'll probably get her way because she's really hot, and she'll probably get her way. If I'm being honest with you,
if I know Hannah, she'll make it up to you, right?
How? She did. I will say yesterday. Kind of came home. I was tired, right? We had a long day Monday. It was a long show. It was like a five-hour show. Yesterday, what was yesterday? Tuesday? Yesterday was Wednesday. Yes, Tuesday, I came home, and she literally, like, she didn't say go lay down and rest, but she didn't protest when I went to lay down for an hour, and I took a little nap, and I woke up, and I felt great, and just tackled the rest of the day. And I thanked her. I thanked her, and I said, thank you for letting me just rest and decompress. I just needed to shut it down for an hour. Yep. And she just looked at me and didn't say, oh, you're welcome. But she just gave me this kind of smart-ass look. But it was nice of her. I appreciate that. And have I mentioned, she's very attractive. And that she lost 50 pounds.
That's just...
It's just outstanding. You're outstanding, babe. And I love you. And probably going to be teeing it up with the Bogey Brotherhood. Oh, she said I'm uninvited to Bocce Bus. All right, so yeah, Bogey Brotherhood. Where are we playing next Friday, fellas? As my wife is sucking down the Bocce Bus. I love you. Love you so much. AITA is such a good bit. I've stolen bits from Reddit before and got called out on it, but I'd like to figure out a way to because I am a hack. I'd like to make that bit our own. Every radio host has done that, like A-hole of the week or whatever. Like, we do Corky's Pest of the Week. But I like the whole scenario of A-I-T-A. Am I? We could do ours A-I-T-B. Am I the butthole? And then it's totally different. It's not the same. Am I the butthole?
Yeah, totally different.
And I think, you know, in this case, I'm sorry, babe. Hannah, you're the butthole. Open phones, 833-288-0973. Got our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick right here on 97.3 The Fan.